Meanwhile, in Kundina, King Bhishmaka was not very enthusiastic about handing his daughter over to Shishupal. But he was obliged to accept the marriage settlement due to his affection for his eldest son who had arranged it. As a matter of duty, King Bhishmaka was acting in great earnestness to make the celebration as successful as possible. The roads of the city were sprinkled with water and were decorated with coloured flags and flower garlands. Several archways were constructed, and incense was burning everywhere. The priests and Brahmins were engaged in chanting Vedic hymns to counteract any inauspicious conjunction of the stars. They were all given wealth and cows in charity by King Bhishmaka. Outside the city, there were many gardens where the guests were welcomed. Guests' houses were constructed for their stay. There, King Bhishmaka welcomed King Damagosh, the father of Shishupal, and his party, prominent kings and princes such as Jarasandha, Dantavakra, Pandraka, and Vidurath. In the meantime, Sri Balaram received the news that his younger brother Krishna had left for Kundina accompanied only by a Brahmin. He also heard that in Kundina, Shishupal was there with a large number of soldiers. Suspecting that they would attack his brother, Balaram immediately left for Kundina, taking with him strong military divisions of chariots, infantry, horses, and elephants.